This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 610. I am currently adding something to the Massey Attack wish list at tfradio.net/MasseyAttack. To find out what it is, just go and look. tfradio.net/MasseyAttack. With me this week, I have Don. Don, how's it going?
It's going.
Are you sure? That's it.
You know, we dodged the weather bullet again, so I'm sure we'll get one more super heavy inundation between now and spring.
Okay. John, did you get any snow down there in Dallas?
No, we did not get any snow.
Oh. I bet Matt did.
Would you like some snow, John?
I'll take some. We think it's delightful when we see it. We're freaks down here, so
I spent 2.5 hours plowing my road today, so like I have snow to spare.
What about up in Pittsburgh, Jason?
Yeah, in Pennsylvania, we have 1 inch covered with a nice little dusting of ice.
Do you have ice, Diecast?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, we got about 3 to 4 inches right outside Philadelphia.
Mm. So. What about Maryland?
Probably about 4 or 5 inches, I want to say. Not sure on the ice. Haven't really gone anywhere today, so.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah.
Chris, did you get anything?
A couple inches of rain.
Yep, it sleeted for 5 minutes yesterday, and we barely survived.
Well, they closed the schools locally last night, like at 6 o'clock for today. And
I actually didn't work today, so
yeah,
girlfriend and was closed.
Yeah, she works in the schools, and it's like there's nothing. I'm up for work at 4:30, 4:30, 4:45 to go in at 6. There's nothing on the roads. There's nothing frozen. There's nothing on the power lines. The trees, it's not even frozen on the trees. It's literally just, it's wet. Literally, there's a dusting of like that real heavy wet snow that clumps together but falls apart if you try using it as like a snowball. That was it. It was like maybe a half of an inch.
Quarter of an inch.
That would be a quarter of an inch.
Yeah, the school was a 2 hour delay here, so I got to sleep an extra hour. It was great. Okay, so did anything happen this past week? I don't know.
I was somewhere, I think.
We had Toy Fair, and on Friday there's also a lot of stuff that happened prior to Toy Fair. It was a pretty involved weekend. We had our 10th annual Toy Fair live stream, and it was a blast. It was a lot of fun. It always is.
My favorite day of the year.
It's up there. It's absolutely up there. So pretty excited.
Well, we don't have BotCon to look forward to anymore, so what's better than Toy Fair?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, there isn't one.
Nothing. HasCon this year.
No.
And for, you know, most of the people here who would normally attend, no TFCon USA either.
Yeah. None of us are making it.
None of us are making it to USA. No, yeah.
We have a couple going to TFCon proper.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Toy Fair, biggest day of the year. So it was a blast. We'll talk more about that here in a minute. Let's do, did anybody get anything? And I'm going to start just because I want to. So thanks to Chris, I picked up a couple of, Titans Return, Infernos.
Ah.
Yeah. So, I'll be toy hacking those.
Pyro.
Yeah. So that'll be fun.
Shockwave.
So I finally got Siege, Ultra Magnus, and Shockwave. I've yet to open any of this stuff. I got, because Armada Optimus Prime popped up, what was it, last week at Wonderfest, I was looking for my Armada Optimus Prime keychain, couldn't find it.
Oh.
So I ordered a new one on eBay for like $10, which honestly, I think I paid $4 for it when it came out, so that's not too far off from, you know, it's probably about $6 or $7 now. What else did I get? I also got the Cyberverse Optimus with the trailer. I saw that it was on Amazon for like $15 or $16, $17, which was cheaper than the $21 at Walmart. So decided to pull the trigger. But the weird thing was, I was at Ollie's on Friday, and I found Cyberverse Optimus Prime, the $30 figure. It's really weird to find that already at Ollie's. So I think it's a fluke. I think it just magically showed up in their product because there's no price on it. And you know, it's not that I've never seen something at Ollie's without a price, but I think they just probably had it, saw that there wasn't a price on it, figured to kick the problem down the road instead of fixing it right then and there, and they just put it on the shelf and, you know, expect the cashier to have to deal with it when the customer had it in the line, which is exactly what happened. And they sold it to me for $8.
Nice.
Plus, I had a 15% off coupon. So I basically, after getting the Megatron at the same price point, I swore that I wasn't going to buy the Optimus. And,
but for $8.
Yeah, for $8. Yeah, might as well. So, yeah, I mean, if you happen to see a Cyberverse Optimus at Ollie's, it's not a good sign. But again, I think it was a fluke.
Someone returned it to Ollie's and like, yeah, I bought this here. They were like, okay.
I mean, but why would you? They couldn't take it. And it was unopened. It was like completely immaculate. So it was just weird. But, you know, I'm not going to complain.
Well, I mean, you mentioned before, Ollie says they'll buy anything.
Yeah, they will. I mean, like, I have found comics that were clearly taken out of some dude's collection, probably somebody who died in the estate sale. They'll buy anything. That's what it says on their website. We'll buy anything. Call us and we'll make a deal. So, Don, if you want to get rid of some Transformers, I know who to call.
Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Later.
Yeah, Diecast. I know you at least got a goodie bag. I want to know what's in this thing.
The goodie bag?
Yeah.
The goodie bag. I got a Siege Voyager Optimus Prime. I got a Marvel Legends figure. I got a Fortnite Nerf gun, like a little tiny one. One of those handheld ones.
Okay. The one that you have to pull back the...
Yes.
Okay.
Well, most Nerf guns are handheld.
That's
not
true.
The one with the tank tracks. Or the Nerf Vulcan gun.
The most important thing in my goodie bag was I got a...
Let me put you on video.
Combiner Wars, Rise of the Combiners, trading card game... booster pack.
Nice.
Which these aren't even out in stores yet, and I'm super excited about it. I just haven't had a chance to open it because I want to video now. It. No, I want to video it and put it on
we're
YouTube.
On video. Yeah. We're on YouTube. But...
Live so, unboxing.
I'm going to save that because, you know, I don't want the show to be too long. I got a bunch of other stuff I want to show.
Like
off.
When I unboxed this card game stuff on air once.
I also got a Megatron.
Was it in your goodie bag?
No, this came today.
Oh, nice.
Okay, yeah, so since we're transitioning into Hasbro Pulse purchases, Diecast,
yes,
including all the pre-orders when Hasbro Pulse went live the other day, how much did you spend this weekend? What's your grand total right now?
Can I estimate?
Yeah, ballpark's fine.
I would probably ballpark it at 900.
What? What? It was 400 the last I heard.
Are
450
you
the last time you heard.
I think he's counting the first month's payment on the new car in that as well.
No.
Okay.
So Diecast somehow estimates that he doubled what he told us he spent as of Friday afternoon.
That was just one order. I had a list.
Jesus.
I made about 7 or 8 orders throughout that. Whenever Hasbro Pulse went up, whether it was Friday to Saturday to Sunday, I made about at least eight orders.
Okay.
This was just better than I ever expected it to turn out.
So, I got
wow.
AJ's Toys Chest. I got Rampage, which was the wave mate of the Optimus Prime, Bumblebee movie Optimus Prime Voyager.
Hey, real quick, counting pre-orders this weekend through Hasbro Pulse, I spent a grand total of about $335.
Well, you're doing something wrong.
Well, I feel bad about that, but I feel much better about myself right now. Just heads up.
Between Hasbro Pulse and what I got through Amazon on pre-order, I think I'm about 200 in.
Oh, I didn't even think about Amazon. Oh, God.
And I'm not counting the GameStop Goldar because that's, you know, I went into
that's
the
a,
store.
That's a pre-order. That. That's a pre-order.
Yeah. $22.
And well, I got Professor X while I was in there. Pre-ordered that too because I can't get a pre-order for that anywhere. So they were like, this is Vail. I was like, yeah, I'll take that too.
Okay, 600.
Is that the 90s Professor X chair?
Yeah, he's one per case. And it's one per case and two Deadpools. But they are going to solid pack later on Professor X because of the popularity of it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Counting Amazon, $650. It's still not 900.
I got Sideswipe.
These are all Studio Series figures, by the way, for people aren't watching video.
29 is Sideswipe, and 26 is the World War II Bumblebee. Is that what we're calling him?
Yeah, that's what it says on the label.
Oh, yeah, the box does. I haven't had time to look at these because these, you know, it's been one of
because you're too busy ordering things from Hasbro Pulse.
Exactly. It's been a crazy
$900.
And I'm just grabbing stuff out of this huge box. I got the two cassettes,
two MicroMasters.
Yeah, and the other.
Where'd you find those?
AJ's Toys Chest. Mm. So I ordered it a bunch of stuff from them.
Okay.
Although those the Wave 2
cast. What's that?
Are you even gonna be able to get out of your room? You're like surrounded.
His wife won't let him.
I wouldn't want to come out of that room. Yeah. For
the Wave 2
reasons.
MicroMasters are on Amazon right now for $15 each. If anybody's in a hurry.
Oh yeah. No.
I mean, even if you can physically get out of the room, I don't think you can afford to leave the room at this point.
Yeah, he's gonna start renting out the rest of his house.
Yeah. I also got paddles. This was
Planet X paddles.
The sale on Big Bad Toy Store where he was like $29.
Yeah, he was cheap.
Yeah. So, of course, I was like, yeah, I got to get that. And it just.
Yeah, finally... of course. It's like, what am I, a fool? Of course I'm going to get that.
And then I got Ultra Magnus from Hasbro Pulse.
Nice.
The Leader Siege.
You haven't opened it either.
One.
No, these all came today. I got Jetfire.
Was your wife home when those came?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Was that a funny conversation?
Yeah, I think we should interview your wife at some point.
Got Megatron, Studio Series.
That Dark of the Moon Megatron, I didn't even...
Because those were the ones that Hasbro Pulse put up, and they were off by $10.
Yeah, $39.99.
Oh, nice.
Well, it sure is a good thing it's Chinese New Year, so Diecast can't spend a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
and I got Shockwave.
Oh, nice.
Siege Leader Shockwave. I might be missing something, but that's all I got this week.
How can you fail?
Wow. That. That's awesome.
Oh, my God.
What fell?
A pile of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great. We can just stop. Anybody else get anything? Don, what'd you get?
Well, I picked up one of the most important Marvel purchases I've made in a long time. Night Thrasher. With the skateboard.
Okay.
Started my new Warriors collection.
You need the rest of those to build.
What was it? Round Robin, the Sidekick's Revenge? Was that Spider-Man storyline from like 93 that had Night Thrasher in it? Something like that? Never mind.
Yeah, I think he started in one of them. Last week, I also picked up, I got them off of Amazon where they were listed for retail. I got World War II Bumblebee and Sideswipe. I picked up another Sideswipe that showed up in stores. Because Sideswipe is the only movie character that I want one package and one loose. Because I really like Sideswipe. I like most all of his designs. The only figure I don't have is the Takara EX version of that Dark of the Moon. With that really super high... that's silver paint because it goes for like $80 and that Dark of the Moon, I believe. It's just not a very good, it's the convertible where you see through the bottom because he has like no bottom and you just see through the seats.
The one thing I don't like about that Sideswipe is it doesn't know Jet Judo. That's my biggest problem with it.
You know, Don, I know it seems like $80 for that deluxe is a lot of money, but when you compare it to what Diecast spent on pre-orders over the weekend, it's really just a drop in the bucket.
Well, I pre-ordered every Transformer that was available for pre-order.
Now, just for our listeners, the live audience, and later on, the situation with Hasbro Pulse has been resolved. In fact, they're not charging up front for pre-orders. That's been resolved so that you only pay when they come in, correct?
Yes.
Well, the authorization charges are all being released by now.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. That's what I thought. And then
Don, you got that thing I sent you.
Yeah, I did. I was just saying, because there was a lot of confusion over, are they charging up front? Are they doing the authorization? There for a while, we really couldn't figure out what they were doing. I don't think they knew what they were doing there for a while, so they got everything ironed out. That's just why I was asking. My other purchase was, I'm not sure I'm going to keep him or not. It was an impulse buy, but I got Studio Series Barricade. I don't know why. But I mean, it's a good-looking figure. It's just, I'm not sure why I got him, unless it was ooh, new, and shiny. But, you know, I'll debate on him. I'm going to watch a couple of videos. Diecast, have you got a video for him up yet?
No, but I did get him. That's one of the things I forgot. It's upstairs. Okay.
Well, you better hustle.
That came from Amazon.
Yeah, so, you know, I want to debate on that. Other than that, most everything is dried up. But I did open the Ultra Magnus. I got about 2 weeks ago. That Ultra Magnus is nice. The instructions are still craptacular, and getting his carrier part assembled is really not fun, because it's hard to tell what pegs in where. But I'm really impressed with the figure in vehicle mode. Again, being RID Magnus, you know, it was nice to see some design cues from that. But I really like the Magnus, because I know y'all said y'all hadn't opened y'all's yet, but I liked him a lot.
Yeah, I got a lot of what the hell? I have no idea what that was.
It was Don flexing.
Yeah,
no,
it's like Don flexing every single muscle simultaneously.
That was the peanut butter working through the system.
Oh, God.
Yeah, if it had been Miracle, we would have been hearing a different sound by now.
For people who aren't watching live, just before we started, live. Don was in the back. Yeah, why aren't you watching live? It's awesome. TFRadio.net/live every Wednesday at about 8 p.m. Eastern time. Don was in the back just eating like a spoon full of peanut butter right out of the jar. It was great. I'm like, the joys of being single, but I forgot Don is not single.
Well, I'm still single. Single-ish.
Yeah, single at heart. Matt, what'd you get?
Okay, I hate myself, so...
But we love you, so...
Wow, Matt.
I bought a Siege Megatron.
Oh, nice!
Oh, wow.
It's a great toy.
I gotta tell you, I actually like it once you get all the crappy battle damage paint off of it.
That's right.
So did you just use isopropyl alcohol to rub it off?
Yes, I used the isopropyl alcohol.
Do you think would the wintergreen work any better?
No.
So many Q-tips. Dear God.
Oh, yeah. Many Q-tips.
And I got Ultra Magnus.
Nice.
Nice.
What do you think, Matt?
He's not bad. Like, I like a lot of what they're doing here. But honestly, if you're on the fence about this and you have Combiner Wars Ultra Magnus, you're probably okay.
Yeah.
They're two different animals, but yeah.
Yeah. Like, I may be a little biased because, like, my Combiner Wars Ultra Magnus is awesome because I got the Perfect Effect White Prime robot to go with it.
Oh, yeah.
Upgraded a little bit, so it's like my Perfect Ultra Magnus. I like a lot of what they're doing here, and I have not cleaned the paint off of this yet because I just opened it up the other day, and it is going to take forever. This thing is slathered.
Be sure to double check all the surfaces you intend to clean, because some of them might actually have paint underneath the battle damage, too.
Yeah, but this thing is slathered in the battle damage paint, and I hate it. I also seem to be having horrible, horrible QC issues. Because, like my Megatron. Let's see if I can just his foot comes off like that.
Oh, I think that's supposed to be pinned.
It's not pinned. There's a little joint there. It flexes,
off.
And on the back of his arm, if you can see it right there,
not quite. Where,
yeah, describe it to us.
It's a focus problem more than anything.
No, describe it to us for those of us without, you know, video.
There is a little plastic panel on the back of his arm that is supposed to be gray because it's gray plastic, but it is fresh out of the package, so stressed that it is a white panel of plastic. It's bent. I don't know what did it. It came out of the bubble like that. And one of Ultra Magnus's rocket launchers, his little white rocket launchers on the side, it looks like somebody took like coarse sandpaper and ran across one of them.
Oh.
Huh.
Like, Yeah, these issues are not endearing me to these Siege toys that I wasn't really all that hot on to begin with.
Really?
The weird thing is they're not indicative of the line in general from everything I've been able to gather.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, I'm just lucky, I guess. Now, these
Siege
toys...
Siege knows you don't like it, so yeah. You know, it's rewarding you in kind.
Yeah.
Apparently, I buy so little of it. But, I mean, they both feel really, really good. Like, good toys, good design, good sculpting. I mean, Ultra Magnus has way too much surface detail for my liking, but I don't know. Like I said, this is just a really pick and choose line for me, but
yep. Yeah, I'm pick and choosing them all. Wasn't planning on it, but it's what's happening. Jason.
That's it for me.
I just pre-ordered a bunch of stuff for the weekend, so no. Unless you want me to list
what's
that,
your total?
Actually, good point. So 60, probably about 120.
You can try harder than that.
Yeah, because Omega Supreme's 160 just by himself.
Oh, wait, sorry. I forgot I also pre-ordered Leader Prime. 170? 60, 70, yeah, somewhere
in there. Yeah, okay. Chris, did you already go?
A couple $100 in pre-orders.
Yeah. Rob?
About 120 in pre-orders. I went with Ectotron, the 3 Deluxes, and right before the show, I just did order Combat Megatron.
Nice.
Cool.
I actually did really well on the pre-orders. All I pre-ordered was Springer and the Power Rangers Lightning Collection.
Nice. So. Okay. John.
Still expensive, though.
Yeah.
Nah, pre-orders like everybody else.
Okay.
Well, at least we're finally getting Doggy with a civilian head, so that's nice.
Yeah, it looks really nice, too.
It does. I may have to get that if I see it.
What am I missing?
Shadow Ranger.
Oh, okay.
Reflection Shadow Ranger.
I shouldn't know about that. Good.
Yeah, and also I want to give a shout out to Chris for picking me up an Ectotron because I was at work and
yeah, talked about this on the Toy Fair stream.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Where I work, you can't really use your phones unless you're either on break or off the clock, and it just was not feasible that day for me to get off the clock any sooner.
So you went to a payphone and called Chris on the payphone. And you, I'm kidding. I'm just being silly.
Actually, he dialed my pager.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
No, well, I mean, I had a few minutes when I was in the bathroom, so you know, I was able to. You
know, okay, so I don't need to know that you're texting me from the bathroom.
Okay, so
he poop text you.
Toy Fair 2019.
Mustard.
Transformers showroom.
It's funny though, because I didn't even know Ectotron was a thing until Don texted me that morning. That was the first I heard of it.
That's funny.
So, Toy Fair.
So, lots of stuff happened. We got lots of stuff. So, news-wise, really most of the news for Toy Fair happened on Wednesday and Friday.
Wednesday and Friday, yeah.
Yeah, so on Friday, I'm just going to basically hop along and just some other stories. Yeah. It was an awesome day. We learned about Hasbro Pulse. And how Hasbro Pulse was basically a new online website. Basically, the night before that, some items had also popped up on Walmart.com. Photos of, some Studio Series toys, right? I don't even remember. We'll get into it in the news. But we also learned we got photos of that Springer, finally. So the Walmart database leak was our first look at Springer. But basically all this stuff popped up on Hasbro Pulse for pre-order Friday morning. So, I mean, that's when Ectotron popped up late that morning, I guess. Yeah. So all the other stuff really just popped up through Hasbro Pulse. And on Toy Fair proper, we didn't learn about anything Siege-related other than the Hero Megatron or Combat Megatron, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess to recap, though, do we even have a listing of everything toy-wise that we learned about?
That would have made way too much sense.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
So let me go to my pre-orders, and I'll just...
Actually, maybe we should have Diecast read off of his pre-orders.
I was going to say.
He probably has a more comprehensive list.
Oh, it doesn't actually give the product. So it doesn't. You have
well,
to...
it does if you click the individual order.
You have
link.
To click into the individual order links.
Yeah,
that's the only thing I don't like is because I have to go through, you know, like 8 or 9 orders and it breaks it up.
But the
it
site
breaks
is
it
stable.
Yeah. So it looks like I have 30 orders on there.
Well, I mean, the amount of money you have tied up, it should be about 30 orders.
So we saw, was this the first time we saw Chromia, the new version of the deluxe Chromia?
No, we'd seen that.
Okay.
They had that at San Diego, I think.
Okay.
Or New York.
We learned about Mirage last week, right? So I guess new Springer.
I think we knew Mirage and Impactor were coming, but this was the first time we'd seen actual figures as opposed to the promotional renders.
I thought we saw that, but by the last week's show.
That the actual Impactor figure looks much better than that render did.
Yes.
Yeah, we had the renders for last week's show, and this was the first time we saw the actual test shots.
Yeah.
Now, wasn't...
Likewise, Springer.
Wasn't Impactor and Mirage supposed to be in two packs?
No.
We voted for two figures. I believe we originally, took it as that when we were voting on two. But
yeah.
That was speculation. Always okay. Speculation.
So I actually just pulled it up.
Kind of one surprise for me that I didn't expect. It was that Studio Series... what's that jet front that we just got not that long ago?
Oh, you're talking about KSI Boss.
Yeah.
Nitro Zeus, originally.
Nitro Zeus, yeah. And I'm like, we just got this figure. I was like, that's a real surprise that we're getting there again.
Plus Thundercracker.
Almost 2 years ago that Nitro Zeus came out.
It feels like yesterday.
It really kind of does.
Wait, so it's... it is a new toy. I didn't even look at it. I just assumed that it was just the same toy over again. In the packaging. Okay, well...
But I think the head's still going to be removable, so you can still put Cogman's head on it.
It doesn't look like there's any physical changes to it.
Let's see. So at Toy Fair, you got to see Mega Supreme up close. Actually, Diecast, you were there. Why don't you just tell us about your actual impressions of looking at the toys in person?
Omega Supreme actually turned out better than I thought, and better than the one picture that we saw, because I was kind of bummed the track looked a little bit small. But if you look at some of the pictures on tformers.com, the edge of each track has a little groove on it. So the tank is not motorized, but it will stay on the track if you want to manually push it around. And the track's actually wide enough for two MicroMasters, which is what, they were kind of going with. And that shuttle is gigantic. Like, it's super tall.
Or the rocket?
The rocket. It's pretty... I was really impressed with it, and I didn't think I would like it as much. And also, the backpack on him looks pretty compressed. I'm a lot more excited about Omega Supreme than I thought I would be, especially because I have like three Omega Supremes right now.
Three that you bought in the last 2 years.
Yeah, full size. And if you count the G1 reissue that I bought, well, that was BotCon. I think I got that.
Yeah, you got that at 2016, didn't you?
Yeah. So Omega Supreme was awesome. Jetfire, even though we knew about it, just being able to see all the gimmicks and that a Titan Master can actually ride in the cockpit. What else did it do? The little handles that the deluxes can hang off if you want them to, which is John Warden said is from his inspiration from working on G.I. Joe. And it was just an amazing time. It was actually a really good event to be at, other than the presentation being a little bit too long.
Yeah.
But what did you think when you saw Jetfire's retractable 5mm ports for his hands?
I thought that was pretty cool.
That's amazing.
I thought that was pretty ingenious. And I believe he said, forgive me if I'm wrong, I believe he said Hasui did design that.
He did. I heard it on Ant's live stream.
Yeah. So, what is he the one that was retired and then maybe came back to work on it? Or maybe he worked on this before he worked retired?
He did a lot of the early masterpieces, right?
Yeah, I think so. It was one of the other designers that retired, but I can't remember.
Okay. It's hard to, I'm not very good with names in general, but when they're, foreign, it's a little bit harder for me to remember everyone's names.
I'm neither good with names nor faces.
Yeah.
What about smells?
I'm good with smells.
One thing,
he's great with smells.
But yeah, John and Ben, I mean, now the more I get to know them and the more I interact with them, they kind of loosened up with us. they're really fun to talk with. You know, I really enjoy going to these events and being able to speak with them. You know, and I was joking with them because they specifically said that you can't ask them questions till the interview time. So I was like, you know, I'm going to ask you a couple questions. He's like, am I going to have to, you know, dodge around them? And I'm like, yeah, probably. So, and of course, you know, Hasbro Pulse, there was a representative there I got to talk to, and I talked to him about the pre-order situation, and he confirmed that, you know, they will charge when it ships, which I was very thankful for. And I also asked, you know, I asked him what's going on with HasLab, because HasLab is on the website, but we didn't get any new announcements, and he said it's not dead. And I believe I talked to Ben Montano about it too, and he also said it's not dead. And I even told him one of the reasons we were worried about it is because, you know, we knew there were some layoffs. We know, you know, we lost HasCon this year. We were maybe speculating that that's another thing that we lost. And they're saying HasLab is not dead.
Did they say anything about HasCon, one? And two, when you have to respond to the question with, it's not dead, that's not a great response. Like, when people ask me, hey, what happened to the Headmasters? I can say, it's not dead. And that's true, because I have several episodes recorded that I still need to edit and post, and others to record. But, you know, I'm also saying, hey, you know, episode 25 just came out. Episode 26 is coming out next week. It's like, it'll eventually come out when I have time to edit, eventually.
Well, what's the matter with the Headmasters? Can't they edit without Chrome Dome?
That's true. But,
maybe that's my wording of it, and maybe I'm just, you know.
So yeah,
it doesn't sound like appropriate PR speak.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. Well, they're not PR folks, though. I mean, so, you know, so they'll tell you they're.
But they're still trained how to respond to questions in a company acceptable way.
Do you think so?
But are they trained? Yes. Are they trained to respond to diecast's questions?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
I mean, actually, I was going to say I wasn't trained to respond to things, but actually, yes, I was. Yes, I absolutely was trained to respond to things in a corporately polite way. So, yeah.
Didn't even realize it until you had to think about it is kind of scary.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's what they're going for.
Yeah.
But I still think there's a chance we're going to get that HasLab Unicron.
Well, let's let them get the sail barge out to, you know, everybody who's waiting for that first, and then talk about project number two.
They did say they are all produced. This was in the presentation. They're all produced. They're on the ship over, is what they said. So that will be shipping March 9th, I think is what they said. So it's only like 4 or 5 days later than what they anticipated.
So once that's out and I get my G.I. Joe Defiant and then my G.I. Joe flag, you can have,
he has to wait for me and Matt to get our C-cons.
Yes.
And then the Bot Mall flag.
No.
You really think they're going to do anything, G.I. Joe?
No.
I mean, I would guess another Star Wars thing before you would get anything.
Yeah, no, actually.
Okay, hashtag another Star Wars before Unicron.
You know, honestly, though, doing this crowdsourcing, crowdfunding might be the way to actually get G.I. Joe stuff. That's effectively...
Yeah, I was kind of thinking they could HasLab like a run of 12 G.I. Joe figures, and
that's basically,
you know,
how JoeCon exclusives worked.
Yeah.
I was going to say, didn't they show off a couple of years ago like a prototype or a test shot of some sort of a like Marvel Legends scaled G.I. Joe figure? You know, a small assortment of those might be something on HasLab.
I was just going to say, you know, with them going to a uniform kind of trade dress with the Black Series and the Marvel Legends, and now your deluxe Transformers are kind of in this same focus. A 6-inch G.I. Joe line done like Marvel Legends or Star Wars Black might be what the brand needs to take off again.
I like John's idea, Marvel Legends scale Hellcarrier.
Yeah.
And Matt, that's a good idea. And you basically, it has a hidden second mode that turns into the shield aircraft carrier, a regular one, that's the flag.
Yeah.
So they can hide the flag in the helicarrier. It's a hidden transformation.
Okay, so let's see here. Other things that we saw at, think, Don, what's your microphone? Other things we saw at Toy Fair, and I guess we learned before, the Cyberverse stuff. The big one, though, is Gnaw.
Yes. Well, he's little, but...
Well, it's a warrior class.
Warrior class, so slightly larger than the one we already have.
So Matt's buying a million of those.
How many Cyberverse Gnaws will you buy?
Well, I'll start with one and see how I actually like it, because, I mean, it is a more simple figure, but I got to get at least a couple so I can have, like, a bruiser class of Sharktacon.
So how close is this to the Legends toy that we got?
It looks strikingly similar in engineering, though somewhat simplified.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have actual elbows. There's just, like, swivel joints where the elbows should be, for one thing. But it does seem very similar. It would kind of make sense. The Legends Gnaw was already so much of an adaptation of the animation design. It would make sense to use that as a starting point and just rework it scaled up like 30%.
So I'm looking...
This looks like they took the Legends Gnaw we had and just made it closer to the G1 toy.
So if you look at the teeth sort of split as in like fangs in the middle of that version. The teeth on the Legends figure actually come together at that point to make sort of like so it's similar but not the same thing.
Yeah.
So for me, I would have just scaled up the other toy and be done with it. But it's very nice.
Well, I imagine having the teeth not have to come together perfectly probably simplifies things for them a little bit, too. Oh, yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Let's see here. So we also learned about, what was it, the $25 scale. I guess also a $50 price point in Cyberverse where they have, like, little vehicles that break apart and turn into armor. What was
$15, $25, and $50
price point. Optimus is $50 with an arc.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
A transforming arc that is not Omega Supreme.
Yeah.
Well, transforming is kind of a stretch. It's an arc that explodes.
Becomes parts.
So basically it's a Brave arc. It just explodes and becomes power armor like a lot of stuff in Brave.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the other thing I do want to mention that's worth mentioning since we were talking about Jetfire and the Commander class, that is not a one-off. They are going to continue the Commander class also.
Yes, perhaps they're going to give
Armada
me
a Optimus Prime.
No, they're going to give me a Skylynx, whether they want to or not. It's going to happen.
Yeah, no, I'm fine with that. I guess.
Actually, I think one of it may not be time soon, but I think we'll see I think we'll see like a Fire Convoy Optimus.
I don't.
In that Commander class because
so
that way
broadside, you say?
Yeah, broadside. Oh, Don, sorry.
I would actually take a Titan class broadside. I think that would be awesome.
Yeah.
What was that?
Oh, it's Don's window.
Oh, the road. Okay.
Yeah. Thought it was like some sort of short,
electrical interference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, before we forget on those armor up figures, Skybite.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Skybite. So that's
the one I'll be buying.
Yeah, $15. Mm-hmm. That's that price point. Yeah, it looks great.
It's gonna be teeny tiny, I'm sure.
I don't remember seeing that there.
Well, it's not surprising that you wouldn't have necessarily caught that since they didn't seem to barely even talk about Cyberverse during the presentation based on the live tweeting.
They didn't talk about it, right? It was just
they mentioned there was another season of the show coming, I believe, is all they said for Cyberverse.
The Transformers presentation seemed to be very short because I guess they ran over because they had so much stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Should skip the song and dance number.
Because I'm pretty sure the presentation was, and the guy sprained his ankle doing the dance number. But I'm pretty sure the presentation was supposed to be done before 3 o'clock in order for the stuff to go up on Hasbro Toy Shop. Yeah. Because I actually knew about the Megatron from the Hasbro Pulse and before they announced it in the presentation.
Okay, so we mentioned Megatron, which showed up. We haven't really talked about Ectotron. I think this is probably the biggest news. So Ectotron is a Voyager-sized transforming Ecto-1 in G1 packaging.
Using the base engineering of Combiner Wars, Hotspot, and Onslaught.
Yeah. There are no combiner ports on it. Some people are speculating.
Which should be considered a crime.
Yeah.
Okay, Matt, I understand how you feel because of your sickness, but would you really want to compromise having such a good looking Ecto-1 that this turns into by also trying to cram a torso mode in there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Comes with a little Slimer who he's what, like 5mm port on him.
Yeah, he can like he can connect his like the battle effects for some toys.
So weird.
You can shoot Slimer out of your toy, basically.
Well, I wasn't sold on this already.
Yeah. So his gun is like a proton pack, but does he have a trap? No, he does not. I need to add that.
Yeah. I mean, when I ordered this, I did not know it was a Voyager size. For $40, I was hoping it was going to be a little bit bigger. I would have liked it more of like an ultra class sized figure, but I mean, I'm okay with it. It's still a really good looking. Yeah.
Given the amount of extra parts that it's going to need to be a credible Ecto-1 compared to what was on Hotspot or Onslaught, I feel like you're going to get your money's worth out of this.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I feel like it does have a fair bit more vehicle mass.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a longer vehicle too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Plus, I can see a third party doing a small mini con, or maybe even a smaller Legends class figure that is like it's another weapon. Or maybe it's a PKE meter. They might even do a set. You know, a mini con.
Yeah, Doctor Wu. Oh,
maybe great.
Yeah, Doctor Wu written on it.
And then a little
fantastic.
And then another one that's a trap.
And
so
I want
one's a PK meter and one's a trap.
It's a trap.
I want like a toy hack set that'll turn some other Voyager into a Walter Peck.
That, confirm this man has no name.
Yeah. So
I was kind of thinking it. Thinking that it's not impossible that we could get this in an SDCC 2 pack in say a Ghostbusters 2 deco with a clear plastic Starscream ghost.
Oh, I would buy that.
You know, that would be an interesting SDCC exclusive.
Mm. I want that. I will buy anything Transformers Ghostbusters. That is a fact.
Yeah, Ecto-1A blue with blue jumpsuit panels in robot mode. Oh. I can see it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want this. I want a whole line. Get that. That would be great. Okay, so I want like a Scolari Brothers 2-pack. I don't know. It'd be awesome. Okay, so this was something I thought was interesting. When Marvel's Agent M was at the Hasbro area before the presentation started, there was some other stuff on display that did not make it into the actual fan presentation. So I guess what we're speculating, that was a retailer portion, potentially? So there was some packaging. It was labeled 35th anniversary, as well as... there's really speculation. Like, so I don't know what you guys think, but there was an Optimus Prime and a Sound Blaster.
Optimus Prime, Megatron, Blue Streak, and Sound Blaster. Yeah.
So in the packaging, to me, I mean, it looks cell shaded, but to me, it looks like a cardboard cutout art.
It is a cardboard cutout art.
Yeah,
the only one there was a physical representation of was Sound Blaster.
So the likelihood that it's actually, do we think that it actually is going to be cell shaded, or
I don't?
I think that's just how it was drawn.
You know what I said? It's going to be
what?
It's going to be Siege Voyager, Optimus Prime, and Megatron without battle damage.
Yeah,
that's another possibility.
My thought.
Thinking about I mean, there's no way to know at the moment. There's just the style of what's on the cutout and what's on the stand on top of it. But I do want to note that Prime and Megatron have a fairly specific visual style that the Sound Blaster sample and the Blue Streak cutout do not quite seem to share. So whether that's just supposed to stand in for clean deco or some kind of other special deco, we don't know. But it does kind of seem like there is going to be something that differentiates them from the original releases besides just packaging. Meanwhile, as best as we can tell, it kind of looks like Sound Blaster does actually have an extended chest compartment.
Oh, yeah, it definitely does.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, Rodimus Supreme brings up in the chat Proton Pack BotBots. You know, so I guess he's like using the BotBots as... It's like a Ghostbusters accessory set.
There needs to be a bot trap.
Yes. You know, actually, you could use the bot to stand in for ghosts because all creepy and crazy. This whole thing is interesting. So we also see the reissue Soundwave in that photo and Gears and the Bumblebee that's already out.
Probably reissue the Optimus Prime
that's already out. Optimus is already out, which I... Has anybody come across an Optimus recently? I haven't come across one since the first bot.
They're still sitting on my shelves for $50 and nobody's buying them.
Which one?
I was just at the store earlier. Yeah, I was just at the store earlier. My Walmart, after selling out of the six I had, they have six more. So we'll see how long. We'll see if those ones sell too.
Yeah, mine sold out. Interesting. Yeah, mine had like six. Now they have none.
I'm terribly disappointed.
Yeah, I think my stores have sold as many as they're going to at this point, and the rest of them are just going to sit until they clearance.
Yeah, like Devastator sold out like that. I was lucky to get one, and everything, Starscream, I was able to get early on. I don't think I saw it again.
Yeah, those went quick.
Yeah, well, Diecast, did anyone bring up it with Hasbro about the price of that Optimus, or was that
addressed? Like, are you crazy? Hasbro, what you thinking? $50?
I'm just wondering if that was brought up during at all during the Q&A or anything that you might have heard.
Hasbro, how are you supposed to leave money on the table when you're taking all our money for this reissue?
We didn't really talk about the reissue, the G1 reissues, because they weren't out when we looked at
them. Okay. It's not really exciting either.
I figured someone in the Q&A would have brought that up.
Maybe if there had been more than 15 to 20 minutes for everyone to talk to the Hasbro people.
Yeah, perhaps Milwaukee had like a list of questions. So
was it Monzo
or Monzo?
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. Of course it was Monzo. Of course he had a list of questions. It's Monzo. That's what he does. Let's see here. To get through other items of note, G1 reaction figures from Super 7. It's that really
yay, Action Masters.
No, Action Masters are better.
Action Masters have joints.
Yeah. I kind of, lines that either, I mean, lines is the right word, brands that either didn't have a toy line or, I mean, it's just something really vintage, like the Planet of the Apes, where it really fits.
Golden Girls.
I like the reacting stuff. Not for Transformers, because we have actual toys on my shelf of these characters that I can point to and say, that I have that. I don't need this cutesy... You know,
yeah, they're a good last resort if nobody will make a good action figure of that character.
Yes.
Yeah, they're literally just wall hangers or desk toys. I mean,
like that I actually paid for a Dr. Zaius and a Taylor from Planet of the Apes. Then I have an Alien from Alien that was like in a loot crate when I still subscribed to that. And that's like all I own of these things. That's probably all I will own.
I will say I'm more likely to spend $15 on an animation model Optimus Prime than I am $500, so I might end up with one of these at some point.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, they're cute, but I don't need it. Now, if they did more of the muscle style figures, and I could actually find them, and they weren't like $4 each. Yeah. So the Cyberverse stuff, there's also, I failed to mention. So I don't even think we talked about it this weekend, but it really hit me. A Scraplet.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is awesome. Let's see. Was it in the photos that? Yeah, right there. I am going to get like a dozen of those, but no more.
Yeah, I mean, I guess as one of the scout size Cyberverse toys, it won't seem that huge.
Yeah.
Being presented there next to the Optimus Prime, they're probably not in relative scale to each other. It just makes it look like bizarrely larger than it should be.
We've never had a Scraplet figure, have we?
No. No, I don't think so.
I have a good question.
Yeah.
The only thing I remember a Scraplet from was the Prime series. Were they in anything else?
The Marvel comic.
Like issue 20? Yeah, high teens, early 20s.
When Astro Train, Blitzwing, and Octane were introduced to the UK, to the US comic.
Yeah, and Blaster came to Earth, I think. It was all around the same time.
Yeah. So that's, yeah, that's where that came from. So yeah, that really interests me. I'm just looking real quick to see if I can see the actual issue. I don't see it called out specifically on the wiki. But yeah, so that's definitely something. So I guess other news have popped up. So there were listings for new toys, Leader Astro Train, a Deluxe Barricade, and Voyager Ape Face. What? So we already.
Yeah, that's new today.
Yeah.
I can't wait for Deluxe Barricade to be a repaint of Mirage to confuse everyone.
So we already have a Titans Return Ape Face. What's the likelihood this will actually like connect?
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had pointed out to me on Twitter this afternoon that apparently in an interview during HasCon, John Morden said like they will go back to previously used gimmicks that have been, you know, retired already if it makes sense for the toys they're producing. So there's a good chance that if they do an Ape Face, they could make a Headmaster out of it.
They talked about that when they were gearing up for Power of the Primes too, and we saw they went back to do a few more combiners.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, so the head might be a little small, but that's okay. Well, no, it's a Voyager and this new scale, so it actually probably wouldn't be that off.
It'd be fine.
Like the Brainstorm with Arcana Headmaster, is way bigger than a Titan Master, but of course that was a much bigger scale, or that was a much larger toy given the time
frame. Yeah, that was a very big toy.
Yeah.
And a different design team.
Yeah.
The thing to keep in mind too is they're going to have to, if they do these completely accurate, they'll have to come up with some novel way to achieve having the Titan Master also become the Beast Mode head, since a typical Titan Master doesn't really have enough parts mass to do that all on its own.
So that Astro Train, we thought we might see that, because we learned about that already, right?
It was strongly rumored last week, and now we've got another retailer listing it for late this year, which made me think that it might be something that's actually coming as like the first wave of the next line, and it's just all lumped together because it's all generations.
Now, so we talked in the past, or Hasbro had said in the past that it actually really didn't come to be that generations would be like the home for movie characters, but the movie characters got their own line with studio series.
Yeah.
So the likelihood that this is movie Barricade is probably pretty low. It'll probably be a G1-ified Barricade.
Prowl Redeco or yeah. Retool.
Yeah. Which yeah. I was a little sad.
No, I think it'll probably be the Mirage Redeco. Because in G1, I mean, he was a MicroMaster, but he was a Formula car.
Yeah,
There was one piece of art seen, I think, in one of those European toy shows a few months ago that had a robot that was basically a purple and black Prowl body. So that's almost certainly the Barricade we're getting.
Yeah, interesting. So, you know, that's something to look forward to that we haven't seen yet.
Or the lighting on that was off, and that was the red and black, or red and a dark color blue streak.
With Decepticons.
So tell me about this Red Wing story. Like, where did we find out about this?
On the Combat Megatron listing.
What did it say?
So where it summarizes the contents of the package, it says it includes Decepticon Red Wing figure. And Red Wing was a seeker created for FunPub through a convoluted process that I go into detail on it in a T-Formers article. It's probably best to get it through that. But basically, they had two orange seekers in the comic. One was darker than the other one. And they eventually ended up identifying that as being Red Wing, a new seeker character.
Well, so
they tried to make a toy of, and it didn't pan out before they lost their license. So maybe that's what this is.
So he, like, if I remember right, he psychically connected to Soundwave, who can command him to attack.
Okay.
What?
And Falcon Red Wing is.
Yeah,
never mind. Sorry. That was a fail. So total fail. So that's cool, I guess. At least we have a new seeker mold.
Interesting choice, considering how many actual seekers we already had.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, that could have been Sunstorm.
Yeah, I'd actually rather have Red Wing than Sunstorm again.
I've still never gotten official Rainmaker toys, ever.
I have them. I got them from Don.
Well, yeah, you got the Masterpiece Acid Storm, don't you?
Well, I got the Rainmaker, the BotCon set from Dawn years
ago. Those weren't the Rainmakers, though.
Oh, they weren't. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Oh, no, I have those.
Yeah.
One of them was Sunstorm.
Yeah, okay. Sadness. Okay, so what else happened? There's so much stuff that's hard to trace back if it was before last week or not.
Well, we talked about Hasbro Pulse being a thing.
So did we learn about the Transformers new War for Cybertron trilogy animated series coming to Netflix, and it's animated in a way apparently that you've never seen before with Transformers, whatever that means. I've seen Transformers in a lot of
Claymation.
Yeah, officially I've not seen Claymation.
Yeah. Well, I mean if they want to do it like Kubo and the Two Strings style, that'd be interesting.
Well, it's Travis Polygon
directed Transformers series.
Oh, there you go. It is Polygon,
an official stop motion series with the toys.
Yeah, no. But it is Polygon who did Prime, but also did RID 2015, which, and then they've also done a couple, like they did the Godzilla animes on Netflix, which are not very well animated. So if you're expecting better quality than Combiner Wars, I wouldn't.
If it's the same studio that did Transformers Prime, then all it really comes down to is a matter of how much money gets thrown at them, how much time they're given, and what the director of the series decides they want to see as the output product.
Yeah, I mean...
When the showrunner is the same as Combiner Wars as well. So. Oh,
yeah.
Ah, crap.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, there's not a lot to be... Even if Rooster Teeth has enough creative control over it, I think we'll see something good, because they've proven that they're pretty capable of this. But if it's just Hasbro directive and they just are producing it...
So I didn't care for the look of the first season of Prime because it was so desolate and cold, and there's just like...
But it was well animated.
Yeah. That's
a problem of computer animation.
Yeah, but like as you build up more assets and or if you throw more money at it, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like the hub was like rolling in the dough. But Netflix is. So if Netflix is putting up some money on this, awesome. If they're not,
or are they just scooping up what Machinima was going to do?
Yeah, that's exactly. If they're not, okay.
I think Netflix is gonna back this because Voltron's done. So I think this is going to be their big Voltron-esque series going forward.
But Voltron was awesome and all. Yes, I never watched it, but I've heard it's great. But was that really like a big thing for them? Because was it like
it got a lot of notability?
Oh yeah.
So, like if I look at my Netflix and it, I don't even know that it shows up as a recommendation for me.
It's on trending whenever a new season comes out. It's always on trending.
But
yeah.
It gets renewed. That's something that other series don't get.
Voltron got renewed several times.
Okay.
Yeah. It had seven different air quotes seasons.
Okay.
Yeah,
seven different order batches, I guess.
Yes.
But if most people have to choose between like Transformers War for Cybertron or Nailed It, they're going to watch Nailed It.
And is pretty good.
I probably would watch Nailed It over Transformers.
I would
as well.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know what Nailed It
is. It's so. Great.
It's great.
It's great. You should watch it. Basically, Nailed It is how this podcast was made. This is like the podcast version of Nailed It. So
it is.
That's a thing. So, War for Cybertron trilogy, we'll see how that turns out.
It's supposed to debut in 2020.
Yeah.
And be the origin story, which means it'll be about a year late for the segment of the toy line that theoretically coincides with it.
Yay! Well, Hasbro is a media company now and not a toy company. No, they're totally a toy company. They just want to be a media company. Transformers Online, certain Affinity Studios working on a new third-person shooter. So that's something probably on PC and consoles, probably. But
be sure to buy a physical copy for when the studio loses the license and has to take it off the digital platform.
Are we sure this isn't just a cell phone game?
Given that the track record of this studio is almost all for console shooters, it's the best guess is that it's going to be a console shooter.
Okay. What about the one that never got out of beta?
That was Transformers Universe.
Yeah.
And
was nobody remembers that.
Yeah, it was not by the studio, so
actually didn't we talk about that on Saturday?
We sure did.
Probably. But Diecast wasn't here.
He wasn't here. Yeah, I know.
It's funny, though, that he ended up bringing that up, too.
So Siege Wave 2, Voyager, Soundwave, and Starscream in hand. I can't wait to get a hold of another Soundwave, but I want this one.
This one can be crammed into a rectangle.
Yes.
Wow.
It's a quote-unquote tape deck.
I mean, it's not supposed to be. The official alt mode is the battle slab.
Is that in the photos? Yeah, keep
going. And it can be clutched into the tower mode from the first episode.
The lamp post mode.
Is that the Robot Heroes Ravage?
Yeah, that's the Robot Heroes Ravage. I 100% endorse the use of that as a photography prop.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
I don't know that I have that one. I thought I had them all.
Off to eBay.
Yeah.
Wow, except he has so much battle damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soundwave and Starscream are not for me.
I'm hoping the cracks on the thing can be like magic erasered off or something.
Yeah.
You know, I have so many non-battle damage Soundwaves that I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it's just all that on the transparency bugs me more than the like paint scrape deco.
Starscream reminds me of like Starscream from the Underbase Saga.
Okay.
That's what that reminded me of.
Cosmically powered Starscream?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, Brian is right.
Oh, when he was drawn super detailed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. Brian, I'm glad you said that because it's been bugging me because his vehicle mode is obviously a Colonial Viper, obviously. But the robot mode had been bugging me on, I know what this looks like.
Yeah.
And you hit the nail on the head. It looked
odd to me until I just looked at this photo and I'm like, oh, Underbase Saga. So yeah.
Yeah, I could not figure out what that reminded me of with that hyper detailing, but you're exactly right.
Yeah, it's just sad.
Well, maybe Generation Selects will release a solid gold one for when he's fully Underbase powered.
Yeah, it's probably not.
But it's the car. That'll be the lucky draw.
I really do like that Soundwave. I hate to admit it, but I really do.
I mean, I think I'm at least going to get the Sound Blaster.
Yeah, I might get Soundwave this time because the last time I had a choice between the two, I wound up with Sound Blaster and no actual Soundwave.
I don't know. Soundwave, to me, I never think about it. And when he's asking me who my favorite Transformer is, I always say Galvatron or Metroplex or something. But Soundwave is like my unsung hero Transformer that I really, really love and never think about it. I don't know. Soundwave may be my favorite Transformer. I've never actually said that out loud.
Mm. Although thinking more on it, even if I couldn't get the cracks to come off of that window, it wouldn't be the end of the world to just like try to get Hey Mickey to paint gray over it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, or Toy Hacks save us.
I think it's nice. I'm going
to
get that.
Yeah, there's a lot of things right now I'm hoping Toy Hacks will save us with when it comes to Siege. The Cybertronic text on like Prowl and Red Alert right now.
Mm. BotBot's Blind Pack Wave 2 in hand images and identification guide. So who actually pulled this together?
Blacklie, I think.
Yeah, it was on Blacklie's site. And yeah, he's got the full list. He's not sure which one is 12 and which one is 21, but otherwise he's got the full list.
More.
And number 9 is the best
must
one ever.
Turd. Must.
How did that get past?
Turd. So if you watch like
it's fine.
Yeah, like if you watch cartoons like on cable or even like ones on Netflix, fart and crap and turd are now acceptable words for kids, at least on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Ah. All right.
Different from when we were growing up.
Yeah. So,
of course, when I was growing up, my parents were letting me sit in the living room while they were watching their soap operas, so I had all kinds of vocabulary.
Mm. I need new BotBots, but I'm afraid to buy them. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Did you see there was the one picture of the one that's the ham? You can pull out the ham bone and it becomes a sword.
Oh, my God.
I missed that.
Brian needs that one.
Which apparently is called Hammerai.
Oh, my God. I need that. Okay.
That's Brian's new mascot.
That isn't. Yeah. Yeah. Move over top spin. It's now Hammerai. I don't care to show the photos of Siege G2 Combat Megatron. I'm, you know. Okay, I'll
you
show
know
it.
You know what? That grew on me really quick.
I like it.
I did not like it when we saw it on Saturday, but you know, after some more exposure to it, I think I kind of love it, and I may have possibly pre-ordered it right before we started streaming.
Did James Hooks take that photo? Is that where that came from?
Jokes that only I get.
Yep. I love Hooks. Let's see here.
That joke is so obscure, it's beyond imagination.
Ah, wonderful. I mean, I like it. I really do.
I really don't.
It's so ugly. So, like, I was comparing this to the Dark Cybertron figures from, like, the Big Bad Toy Store exclusive.
Oh, Prime, the Dark Energon figures.
Yeah, pardon me, Dark Energon. And I was thinking, remembering how ugly they were, this is way uglier than those.
Oh, I liked those Dark Energon figures.
I want to see some release of this mold, not in this deco, but using that alternate head sculpt.
Yeah, I really
so
like
that.
So I can
actually see what the face looks like on it.
MSTN95. Missing 95? What is
it? Could be missing Transformer 95, something like that.
Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting. Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, I like it. I can't wait to get it. I don't need to.
I didn't think I was going to order it, but just for whatever reason, it grew on me over the last like week or so.
Yeah. I like the packaging too. It's like the Amazon frustration-free packaging.
Yeah.
It is a Selects figure. I don't know if anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
GFC01.
Yeah. And you know, when you get down to it, it's kind of funny that they dug up this new head sculpt to go with this, since that mold was like one of the first two Megatron figures to have an animation accurate head sculpt.
Yeah. And Bumblebee arrives on digital March 19th. On 4K Ultra HD Blu-ray DVD and blah 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 April 2nd. So tfradio.net/BB movie if you want to pick it up.
You know what else you can get through the Amazon link?
Yeah.
A wig for Dawn.
tfradio.net/massyattack. We have added a new item. It is a mullet wig. It would look wonderful on Dawn's head. If you want to go ahead and buy that for him, tfradio.net/massyattack. It's only $30. And there's a 5% coupon, which I'm certain eats into what little Amazon would send back to us. But if you want to get that, Don will wear it on the show.
Or, I mean, if we end up getting him that the Sophia Chia pet, he could just let the Chia grow out and cut that off and wear that as the wig.
I
wonder how hard it would be to get somebody to produce a Chia Don.
You know, for whatever reason, I was at Bargain Hunt this weekend. And
well, why wouldn't you?
I know exactly. I thought I saw the Sophia Chia pet there.
Yeah. I saw it at Target.
So yeah, but actually, there's a lot of stuff at Amazon right now. If you go to tfradio.net/siege omega, you can pre-order Omega Supreme. tfradio.net/siege jetfire, you can order siege Commander Class Jetfire.
I did.
Yep. Or if you want to order Siege Studio Series Optimus Prime, if you don't already have it, tfradio.net/ss38. You can buy that. You can also buy a shirt. Hey, John, how are the shirts going? Any luck with the new design?
Myself. I got to get back into the groove. I've been traveling so much and out of it, so I need to get back on to making sure those new styles get posted at some point.
I still need to order. Actually, I need to go back and see what I don't have, because I think I still need to pick up that G2 Robot Collector shirt.
I still need to pick up the Detolf Club shirt.
Yep. I love the Detolf Club, but like I don't do Detolfs, so I'm not going to get it. But
okay.
Well, I'm kind of biased against the Detolfs.
I mean, I don't have any Detolfs yet either.
That's true.
I can still buy the shirt.
That's true. You're right. Brian, shut up. Shut up, Brian. I'm buying the shirt right now.
We did it.
I'm doing it.
Ring the bell.
I'm going to buy it. So tfradio.net/shirt. If you want to pick any of those up, I'm definitely buying the G2 shirt. I just realized I didn't have it. So, sweet. But you can buy
this week on Radio Free Cybertron, Brian buys things during the show from himself.
Yes. TFRadio.net.
Next week on Radio Free Cybertron, Divecast gets crushed under a pile of Transformers.
I keep waiting.
Actually, we need to do like a poll to see for us to guess when Divecast is going to be crushed under everything. I don't think it'll be next week, but I think it'll be sometime this year.
Now, does that include, you know, his wife bringing his room to just all fall on him?
It's possible. It's possible.
Does it count if his wife helps the process along?
Actually, if
just a gentle nudge to one of the shelves.
But if he needs
it, it was Mrs. Diecast in the man cave with the Detolf.
But tied the dog to like one of the legs of one of the taller shelves and then call it.
But you know, like, but if Mrs. Diecast wanted to take care of Diecast and you know the hereafter. She can get him a coffin nails, anything like that. tfradio.net/Amazon. Hey, Rob.
We still have a coffin on Don's list, don't we?
We do.
Yeah.
I literally just searched for coffin on Amazon, and the first thing that popped up was coffin nails. I actually want to know what coffin nails are.
Well, they're the nails you use for a coffin.
Yeah.
Actually.
You don't want to just use any kind of nails when you're putting together a pine box for someone.
Actually, what came up are fingernails. I don't get it.
Do they have like little coffins on them, or they press-on nails with designs?
I think they're supposed to be coffins. Yes.
Okay.
Paladin says when all of Diecast's $900 order arrives, he can live in the box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Well,
the good thing is it's going to be spread out over 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like a lot, but you did pre-order basically all of 2019 this week.
Yeah.
Well, all of 2019.
But we all know this is not the only thing that he's going to order in 2019.
Yeah, he can start ordering off Taobao again next week.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, man, I know there's some stuff coming in after Chinese New Year starts up again.
God. Rob, what's on T-Formers?
Okay, so Unicron.com posted a really nice video of John Warden showing off all the details of Jetfire and Omega Supreme. Some really nice features on both of those. Jetfire, we've talked about most of this during the show, in addition to the hand feature and the ability to, you know, have deluxes cling to the underside. Jetfire also has a removable computer brain module in the cockpit that can be swapped out for a Titan Master.
That's awesome.
And Omega Supreme, but my favorite thing about Omega Supreme is that the ramps are basically designed so that not only if you decide to get a bunch of Omegas, can you string them together to make a larger track, but also they are compatible with all of the Titan's Return base connectors. So your Fortress Maximus, your Triptychon, your leader class figures, those can all be connected up to Omega Supreme's track if you so desire.
Wow.
Yeah. So that is a really nice feature. I kind of want that. I wasn't sure I was going to, but those both look really good.
So, Omega Supreme looks so good.
Yeah, and I'm sure I will get Omega Supreme. I just don't want to like commit to a pre-order for it at this point.
I'm hoping Takara Tomy pulls like a Grand Maximus on us with that thing and gives us the Blue Guardian robot.
Yeah.
I will buy at least two of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna say
I'll find a way to make at least one of those work.
And this is gonna sound kind of odd, but it's coming from me, so you know what to expect. But I hope that with the Select series, if they ever decide to do anything this big, that we do get Omega Supreme out of. I think that would be just a really.
I would love it.
I mean, that does seem suitable for Generation Selects based on this stupid Megatron and possibly Red Wing.
Okay, so that's more way more obscure than the Grand Max that we got from Takara Tomy Legends. So, I mean, likelihood of getting Omega Supreme, I guess, is really low, but it would be awesome if it happened. Hey, real quick, just because I'm looking at this and I clicked on it. So I on that search for coffin nails, I actually clicked on the first link of actual literal nails that you would use to nail something together. And I read the first review. It's amazing. This is a verified purchase from someone named Bobby M. This isn't the best price for these, but they are the same brand and quality as I receive from my regular supplier. Understanding the meaning and power behind the coffin nails before including them in your workings. These typically are for dark magic, and they are not toys, and their strength should not be taken lightly. It's only $5.99. So if you want to have some like crazy magic, order some coffin nails, tfradio.net/Amazon. There you go.
Or take acid, apparently.
Or take okay, so sorry I had to share that. Okay, so you can find the show notes for this episode at tfradio.net/610. You can watch the video, all that stuff. It's posted there. You can find us on Twitter at tfradio, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/tfradio. We're on Instagram at tfpodcast, and we're everywhere, Tumblr, all that stuff, you can find us. Just search for Radio Free Cybertron. I am personally on Twitter at bkilby and on Instagram at briankilby. You can go to tfradio.net/Roku and click the subscribe button, and you will have our Roku channel. Stay up to date with all our shows and everything. It's all located there. It's such a great way to watch. Such a great way. If you have a Roku, you owe it to yourself to subscribe. You can subscribe right through the channel. Just log in. It'll pop up on your Roku. Or you can just search for Radio Free Cybertron in your Roku search box. Don, how do people get a hold of you?
I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4EVR.
I'm going to go in a different order. Rob, how do people get a hold of you?
I am on Twitter at Figure Viewers and Flail Throughs. Flail Throughs is also my YouTube channel, where currently I am still covering Gundam Battle Operation 2, a free-to-play Gundam game on Japanese PlayStation Network.
So people ganged up on you and then like had some sort of weird victory dance or something?
Okay, it was just me complaining because it was the first time I'd been back playing the game since Toy Fair. And yeah, just... Okay, so when they're every day you get like daily challenges to get tokens, which are the currency for getting new things. And there was just a casual room, and this one person just kept doing this little victory dance thing every time he killed me by ganging up on me with four other people. It's like, if you can show me someone who can get out of that, I want to rehost their videos on my channel, because that is a challenge. But it's like, that's not even worth a victory dance. You ambushed me with four people in a room where nobody was trying. Come on, man.
That sucks.
But other than that, you know, that, like I said, just me complaining. I try not to do it too much, at least on that Twitter. But also every Thursday is when the game is updated, and I try and do an update of, you know, a changelog video, basically. And, this week, I believe there's some major changes in store. There's going to be adding some new tutorial things and possibly some new bonuses and making a couple other fairly large adjustments. But also, if you like what I do here or there or basically anywhere, you can find me on Patreon at patreon.com/flailthroughs and throw a couple of bucks my way. If you want to see a specific mobile suit in Gundam Battle Operation 2 or any other Gundam game I played on the channel, there is a $2 tier for that to get a video.
Cool. Awesome. Let's see here, Chris.
You can follow me on Twitter at playwithphotos for random toy photography. I'm also on Instagram now with that. You can find that at instagram.com/playwithphotography. Playwithphotography.com is, of course, my website where I post some photo galleries when I can actually get one finished acceptably. And also there's some other blog style stuff. I recently posted a mini gallery for the Nanef Productions Chrome Dome rifles I got recently, which I ended up being really happy with those, and I'm looking forward to more stuff to order from there because it's cheap and some of the stuff's really nice to finish off the figures with. And you can follow me personally on Twitter at ChrisRTXV for whatever reason, I guess. And I also have Patreon, patreon.com/playwithphotography, I hope.
Cool. Let's see here, Diecast.
You can follow me on Twitter at Diecast2. You can see my videos and my reviews on tfradio.net/reviews. And you can also follow me on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast.
Awesome. John.
I'm at John D everywhere. I'll also mix it up. I'm that John D on Pokemon Go, but to friend me, right, you need my code. So here it is. Get your pen and paper.
Oh boy.
9065702003 67. I'll see you on the go.
What about LinkedIn?
Am I that John D on LinkedIn?
I don't think you are.
John DeLuna. Fine. I'm probably one of like 12 John DeLunas. Figure out which one is me.
Yeah. What's Jason?
You can find me on Twitter at Jason S. Kirk, also on Instagram under the same thing. I don't post in. I need to do more Instagram. So,
has a new episode of Wrestling on the Edge of Forever posted yet?
Nope, not till next week. We had some scheduling issues.
Boo.
This week, so, yeah.
Boo.
What's next up on the schedule, though?
David is watching Voyager. He is watching. Oh crap! Which one is the one where they find out Seska's the traitor?
I think, well, in Japan, they called that Seska's the Traitor. I'm not sure what the American title was.
Okay. But yeah, it's that one. It's really hard to find episodes even remotely worth watching in season one. So I think that was like the third highest.
Two, three, four, five, six, or seven.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I know what the really bad episodes in those seasons are to go for. So
Chris.
I already went.
Oh, you did? Okay. Matt
but,
is on.
But it's actually patreon.com/playwithphotos since you mentioned it.
Cool. And Matt is Melvar on Twitter. 3 L's, 2 R's, M-E-L-L.
You can find me removing battle damage from my siege toys.
Sweet. Okay.
Nice.
I guess that's it. We'll see you next week. Have a good one.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you.
Transformers, it's better than crack.